The next report is the Healthcare Systems Committee. It's chaired by Trustee Courts. In addition, Trustees Estrada and Fitzgerald serve on the committee. Tim, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The University Healthcare System Committee met by video conference on July 7th at Urbana, Chicago, Rockford, and Springfield. Joining me for the meeting were Trustees Estrada and Fitzgerald. Minutes from the May 5th meeting were reviewed and approved. First off, I'd like to share with you two items of good news presented by Dr. Barish. One is that many of you might have read about our CEO, Dr. Ghosh, has earmarked $250,000 to aid homeless persons find housing. These are folks who frequent our hospital ER, often visit just because they have no place to go. This project should save us money in the long run and, of course, should also improve the health of affected individuals. Excuse me. Dr. Barish also reported on the recent $53 million grant awarded for a precision medicine project in conjunction with Northwestern University and the University of Chicago. This takes into account individual genomes, environment, and lifestyle to tailor medical therapy. A more thorough presentation on this project will occur at our next committee meeting, and of course, all are invited to attend. The committee then discussed three items on today's agenda, and we felt all should go forward to the full board for a vote. They are number 19, reappoint members to the advisory board, Division of Specialized Care for Children in Springfield, Chicago. Number 20, amend the University of Illinois Hospital Medical Staff bylaws. And number 28, purchase recommendations involving outpatient pharmacy supplies, estimated $120 million in the first year and $612 million over a four-year period. And I remind you that the lion's share of these costs are passed on to the consumer. Now for an update on hospital finances. In general, patient visits and clinical activity is up. The fiscal year has just ended, and it's hard to predict the exact bottom line due to the accrual accounting method, but Dr. Ghosh feels we will be in the black. The main headache still remains Medicaid managed care. Now 85% of our Medicaid which now represents 85% of our Medicaid and 35% of our total payer mix. Reimbursement rates have not been set since January. We've experienced 100% increase in accounts receivable over 60 days just in the last year alone. We've had to hire an additional 118 full-time employees to deal with coding and reimbursement activities, as all the different managed care entities have different rules on reimbursement. This causes huge frustration among our hospital personnel, as we can't plan for reinvestment, and we need those funds to be able to maintain our existing infrastructure and to invest in new modalities of care. We are solvent at present, but there is no indication as to when these trends might reverse. On the horizon, we plan to begin integrating all of our various information systems at significant cost. We have three separate information systems at the hospital, none of which talk to each other. This will be a significant cost, but also very cost-saving in the long term. And we continue to look for access to an ambulatory surgery center to be able to increase our surgical volume, as the ORs at the University Hospital are essentially saturated. That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman, other than to say our next meeting will be held at 2:15 p.m. Thursday, August 25th, and I would be happy to try to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions?
So Tim.
Yes, sir.
Were the 118 full-time employees just for coding?
Coding, billing. That's a nightmare.
Sounds like it. Thank you.
And unfortunately, you know, Dr. Barish probably backed me up. Avijit, there's nothing on the horizon that says when this is going to be resolved. Mm-hmm.
So that's not a temporary deal, that's overtime.
We hope it's temporary, but can't guarantee that.
Thanks.
Would you agree, Abijah?
Okay, good question. It's a challenge. Further questions or comments for Trustee Courts?